G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
Audio on demand from Vision Christian Media.
Exploring faith and the future. Neil Johnson and Bible teacher, Dr. Camille Majdali.
On Faith and the Future, we are talking about the way things will look in the future for us. So let's talk about healthy living today, Camille. In all of the excesses that we see around us, in the affluence of our society, in this marketing, consumerist-driven way that we buy things and even buy food, there are a lot of things that are very unhealthy for us. What should we be thinking about in what often people talk about living a balanced lifestyle?
Well, first, Neil, health and fitness is a major growth industry. If you want a job with a future, just get involved in that, because especially aging baby boomers are doing everything in their power to stay young, to deny that they're getting older, to be what is called amortal, where acting their age is basically a thing of the past. So diet, exercise, and all kinds of things are very much in vogue. Having said that, there's a lot of contradictory voices. How much exercise, what to eat, what not to eat. I dare say, for every single thing we do with diet, water, what we drink, what we eat, if you listen to every single voice, you won't want to drink anything or eat anything. Our water is contaminated, or there's stuff in the plastic of the plastic water bottles we can't have, or we can't drink fruit juice, too much sugar. Of course, we shouldn't ever drink carbonated drinks because they're unhealthy. Tea and coffee, you know, caffeine or this. And then when it comes to food, pesticides or too much fat or not enough fat or so on and so forth. It's a Tower of Babel in terms of sound information of what to eat, drink, and how to exercise.
And I think perhaps more deeply than that, the issues of drugs and alcohol, those are challenges too, and not just for young people.
Well, what we call life-controlling substances is a major problem, especially in high-pressured, stressed societies or where there's peer pressure to indulge in the vices or the life-controlling things. Of course, any of that kind of stuff, anything where you lose control and you're in bondage to something is very unhealthy, be it drugs, be it alcohol, be it tobacco. And these things are not always easy to shake off, but the good news is for people who are serious about breaking free, help is available to them.
How do you be satisfied with less, be satisfied with those things that are healthy, be satisfied with those things that are not dangerous? Because there seems to be a great temptation to experiment.
There's two key words I want to throw out, Neil. The first one is moderation. It's amazing how much we can do, be healthy and happy, have a great range of what we can eat and drink, even have what they call cheat days, where you can eat in guts whatever you like, and not have a guilty conscience. The key is moderation. When you have moderate exercise, moderate diet, balanced diet, that is a wonderful, positive, healthy thing. The second issue has to do with balance. A lot of the hysterical, faddish teaching on health and exercise is very, very unbalanced. Some recommend diets that have no, as it were, no carbohydrates, no fat, no taste. Then there's the gluten-free fad. There are those who are generally gluten intolerant, but there's also a teaching, just avoid gluten, even if you are gluten intolerant. I mean, that means you'll never have a bread roll again. You'll never have a croissant. Somehow, there's something very wrong here. It's almost like a form of asceticism that was in antiquity. The truth is, when you're balanced in your attitude and in your diet and in your lifestyle, you really cannot go wrong.
Faith
and the Future with Neil Johnson and Dr. Camille Majdali from Teach All Nations. For more from Dr. Majdali, including books and DVDs on prophecy, Bible commentaries, plus today's and other episodes of Faith and the Future, go to vision.org.au.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.